All week, we're talking about the minimum wage. Yesterday, we heard from an ice cream shop owner in New York who worries that higher wages will force her to increase her prices. But some small business owners are embracing the call for a higher minimum wage. Renee Erickson, who just won a James Beard Award as Best Chef in the Northwest, employs 100 people across 6 restaurants in Seattle. She has decided to pay her workers more in advance of a minimum wage increase in Seattle to $15 an hour. Renee Erickson joins us now. Welcome. And why did you decide to raise your pay right away?
Well, most of our employees already made $15 an hour or more. And with a number of factors kind of leading into it around tipping and the legality of sharing tips with the back of the house and other factors for our company, we decided to switch right away and kind of implement a service charge for our tipping and try to organize our payment in a different way so that, A, we were legally doing the tip sharing. And also just, you know, we just didn't really feel like we needed to wait. There wasn't that many people that needed to be bumped up. And so, yeah, we just felt like it was the right thing to do.
So you essentially got rid of tipping.
Essentially, yeah. With the inability to tip share legally, it would have been a really huge bump for our servers and not so much for the rest of the employees. And so with legally being able to redistribute the tips, that would allow us to give raises to other people in the company as well. It would kind of even it out a little bit more.
And how have your workers reacted to this?
They've been great. We as a company spent a lot of time speaking with them, having lots of meetings, letting them ask us tons of questions. We haven't lost anyone because of it. You know, employees are, they have full access to all the, you know, the back end so that they know what their hourly rate is all the time, which has been the case always with our company. And so far, you know, everyone's been really happy.
So nobody's making less money than they were a year ago?
You know, it might be like a dollar to, you know, somewhere in that range, but it's not consistent. And a lot of that is driven on business as well. So it's all relative to the day of the week they work and how many hours they work. And then that's spread out over, you know, everyone that's working that shift with them.
We heard this week from another business owner who runs an ice cream shop in New York and is upset about the fact that they're raising the minimum wage in New York up to $15 an hour because she doesn't think she's going to be able to afford to pay her workers that much without significantly raising prices. What are your thoughts on people who – she's not the only business owner who feels that way.
Sure.
Who think that?
You know, I think it's a fair, you know, it's a concern no matter what you do in the business when you're making big shifts like that. And it, you know, I think it's case by case. I don't think all business is, you know, put together the same way to afford things. You know, not everywhere I think $15 is probably appropriate, but, you know, it's expensive to live here in Seattle. I'm assuming it's as expensive, if not more, to live in New York. And I think if people are wanting their employees to be, you know, living a life that's you know, healthy and good, you know, I think the payoff over time is worth that investment.
Did you ever have a minimum wage job?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've worked in the restaurant industry my whole life. So I started at a sub shop and, you know, I was 15 and I don't know what I made.
Do you think that has shaped your views on what you're doing now? I mean, are you doing this because you know what it's like to make that wage?
Yeah. And I think, you know, like the more I think about it in my business, in the restaurant industry, there's a lot of other factors about it that are bringing up, you know, issues as far as tipping and that sort of thing. I think that's where it falls apart for me is that these are people that are working, you know, really hard and oftentimes for big companies that, you know, I think are probably fairly profitable and they're not paying their employees well and they're having to work, you know, 2 or 3 jobs and, you know, not living the life that I think that they deserve. So we all, you know, like we're a for-profit company. We all want to make money and we have to survive, but we have other concerns that, you know, are important to us as well. And that is, you know, definitely our employees.
Do you think the federal minimum wage should go up to $15 an hour?
Yeesh. You know, I hadn't thought about, you know, I think it needs to go up, you know, in an appropriate way so that people aren't living, you know, below an average of, you know, or having an income that they can sustain. So like I would say state by state, like maybe if it's like a, you know, cost of living sort of thing relative to where you are in the world, then yes, I think the federal government should step in and not allow people to underpay their employees and then have them, you know, not be able to live a life that's worthwhile in you know, a financial sense.
And for the cost of living in Seattle, you think $15 is an appropriate minimum wage there?
Yeah, it's expensive to live here. You know, rents, I have an employee whose rent just went up $450 in a month, and that's a lot of money. You know, I think Seattle is following kind of quickly in the footsteps of San Francisco, and hearing other restaurateurs speak about, you know, the challenges of trying to pay people enough so that they can stay living close enough so that they don't have to commute for an hour to work for them. It's tough. So, you know, I think it's definitely city by city, but I think, you know, there should be more oversight on what people are getting paid.
I just want to come back to one of the criticisms that people who don't want to raise the minimum wage have of raising the minimum wage, which is that they won't be able to hire as many people if they have to pay their workers more. As a business owner who's had to deal with this, what's your experience there? Did you ever have to think about maybe I'll have to lay somebody off if I pay them more?
I mean, I think that's always the case. You know, I don't even in like, you know, paying someone $7 an hour, you still think about, you know, your business and its viability of how much you're spending on everything. So, sure. I mean, I think those fears are real and, you know, not something to take lightly. But there's a lot of businesses, you know, myself included, where, you know, we already did pay people well. And, you know, it's still scary and it's still costing us more money. But, you know, I think we're hopeful and we believe that investment of, you know, kind of on our part to our employees will pay off, you know, in other financial ways, you know, within the company. It's all based on your business. So it's if your business is booming and doing well and you're paying your people well and they're not going anywhere, you're not having to train people over and over again and, you know, which costs you twice the amount of money, I don't think that'll happen. But, you know, I can't speak for everyone else's business model, but I think, you know, I think there's places where this should work.
That's Renee Erickson, who is a chef and owner of a number of restaurants in Seattle, Washington, and she is paying her employees at least $15 an hour at this point. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.